Good afternoon, everybody, and I hope everybody gets a small break. And I am going to introduce a beautiful flower. And my name is Emily Zhou, and I am a graduating PhD candidate from Virginia Tech. And I'm going to talk about the effects of chilling and GA3 on bud differentiation and development of herbaceous peony. Some information about herbaceous peony, and it's a popular landscape perennials, and in temperate zones these days gain a lot of interest in US and in Virginia, and where and where I am living, you can almost see every household has a flower like this, and most of the cultivars and of the herbaceous peony, they are native to China, and they have more than 2,000 years of cultivation history, growing from a perennial underground crowns. The buds was and raised from the surface of the crowns, and it needs a chilling period to break the dormancy and enhance the flowering. And in US, and from the zone 3 in Alaska and to zone 8, and they can grow this plant. And from the American Peony Society, it already has more than 4,000 registered cultivars there, and more than a few hundreds of them, they are still wide growing in the United States. And my objective of this study is to evaluate the GA3 effect on peony buds differentiation and development, and see like the picture, and that's how the buds from the crowns. And also, and for the finished flowers, and we evaluate the GA3 effect for growth and flowering. And I'll talk about the environmental design and the cultivars used. We pick up two. The first one is Sarah Bernhardt, and that's the top one, the pink double-double flower one. And choose this one because that's the number one cultivar of herbaceous peony in the world. And it's occupying more than 50% of the fresh cut flowers of the world market. And the second one, and is the red one, and called Inspector Livron. It's also a double flower. It has a showy red flower. And we use GA3, and the tree name is Florigip from Fine Americas. And the rate is the control 0 or 100 part per million, and we use a drench one time, 250 milliliter per pot, and the application time, and it's in at pre-chilling, that's after rooting for 5 weeks at 10 degrees C, and that's almost equal to 1 month of the outdoor natural chilling in Virginia. So, and we calculated the chilling units and use Fortin model, that's the only model for the chilling of herbaceous peony. So we also applied and the post chill, that's after 4 weeks of control chilling at 5 degrees C. And the buds, and we evaluated the buds and at potting time, and which we did at the mid-November. That's most of the growers in Virginia, and they received the crowns from Holland. And also we did after rooting, so here the start is 5 weeks and at 10 degrees C. We also did after 1, 2, 3, or 4 weeks at the controlled chilling, which 5 degrees C, and in the cooler. Also, we did during the early forcing that moved up to the greenhouse for up at 5, 10, or 15 days. And we evaluated the bud differentiation and development by counting the number of buds for each plant. And also the measure the height of the bud and the diameter. Also, and we evaluated the stage of bud, and I removed every bud from each plant and dissecting that and look them from the under the microscope, and later you will see. Also, and for the root dry weight, we wash the roots, and we couldn't do that many times, so we did. And at the time after rooting, after chilling, and after the 15 days enforcing. Also, for the finished plants, we call on the 150% of the treatment. We use 10 plants for each treatment, and when they get full flower, we call it finished. Then we measure the days to first emergence, the days to cracking color flower, or we call budding, and the days to full flowering. We measure the height and the width of the plant, and we count the number of shoots, flower shoots, and flowers per plant. And here are how we do at the bud stage. And so we dissecting, we remove the buds from the crown and dissecting that. Before that, I get a pre-start, they cut 200-300 buds, and we didn't find any correlation with the bud height, bud diameter with the stage. So I have to do each. So, and then, and for the Sarah Bernhardt, and we get the five stages, and the first one, and we call stage one, so it's just a bud. And the second one, you can see from at the middle, they form a hollow center. They started to develop. And the third one, and you can see in the center, it have leaf primordial, and so the stage, the develop, the vegetative stage started. The fourth one, and in also on more than the leaf primordial, you can see in the center have the bracts. And the fifth one, and you can see sepals in the center. You can see also around the end of that, and in that hollow center, those are the petals, the flower petals. So it is like the tulips, like the bulbs. So it's already in the buds. It have a flower there. So, and the last one, let's finish the flower. It looks like that. The inspector liver, and it's almost identical because it's also a double flower, and they're similar, but some small different. You can do and get the stage like that. Here is the result for bud development. For the bud height, the table showing that that's the most the significant one. You can see the difference with GA treatment. And the pre-GA can increase the bud height significantly during the chilling and forcing for both of the cultivars. And the GA3 and increase the number of buds from 5 to 11, and that's for pre-chill treatment, and 12, and for post-chill treatment for cultivar Sarah Bernhardt, and at the 15 days of forcing. And Inspector Liver not affected by that, but later, and we will see the flower. GA3 also tend to reduce the bud diameter during forcing on both cultivars, and the table not shown because of time limit. And GA3 had no effect on the bud stage. That's because of when we started potting and the crowns, and in mid-November, most of them they are already at the stage 4 to 5, and the bud started development right after flower senescence in May. So during the whole summertime, they slowly developed till fall, and they are in ready. So, I cut more than 2,000 buds and get this result, and worked for 3 months. So. And GA3 also had no effect on the root dry weight. The washing roots with all those media is another pain. That's it. So here you can see, and that's 15 days after forcing, and you can see the first for each cultivar, Sarah Bernhardt on the left and Inspector Levar on the right. And the top one was the control, no GA. And you can see the middle one is the pre-GA treatment. And then they get the bud very, very big. And the bottom one was the post-chill GA application. For growth and flowering, and you see these tables, and I'm going to show the next one. And for Sarah Bernhardt, and you can see, and I'll go back to this table, and Sarah Bernhardt for the pre-chill GA and can significantly reduce the days to emergence and cracking color and flowering by 2 weeks. So, and also, and the pre-chill GA application can increase 2 shoots per plant, and almost 1.5. Sorry. So, and also the GA application can also increase flower per plants, and they are we don't have a one flower for each plant, and because Sarah Bernhardt is, it's like that. It doesn't like in the pot, containerized. And even 2 years plants from the literature, they are like that. So, it did not affect the plant size. It doesn't make it bigger. And for, I move ahead. And for Inspector Levar, and it has significantly and effect on the time to emergence, cracking color, and flowers. It can reduce 2 weeks. And it also and increase the number of shoots by 2 shoots per plant. And you want to buy those plants. You don't want to buy the first one. So it has more shoots, more flowers. And also, the post-chill applications increase more than one flower, and then the control. It does not affect the plant size. So here is the conclusion of my study. And the GA3 can speed up the bud growth and during chilling, resulting in reducing the days to emergence, cracking color, and flowering. And that means 2 weeks more earlier to the market for the growers, and earlier, more money. Pre-chill GA application increase number of shoots per plant, more attractive plants full. And GA3 application can also increase flowers and flowering shoots per plant. And application time depends on cultivars. For controlled chilling and greenhouse growers, early GA3 application, better to do before the chilling, can have plants ready for market 2 weeks earlier, as well as more attractive plants. So, and with more shoots, more full, more flowering. I'm done. So, and thanks for Fine Americas. They provide the PGR to us. And thanks for the Battlefield Farms. They provide us research plants. And I got more than 1,100 this year. And also, and they provide the controlled chilling for us. And my Hoki floriculture team. So I'm ready for questions. Thank you.
See any late season, like post-flowering effect of the GA application on plant height or overall like late season quality, where a lot of peonies kind of look bad late in the season? Was there any effect on that?
You are talking about the one for control the chilling, or they are just growing on the, you know, outdoors?
I just mean in general, did you see any effect of the GA application on like post-flowering?
Oh, I have another study, and not only this one, I have more study, and studying both the controlled chilling and also the natural chilling. They are outdoors, and we try to develop models to find out what's the best time to apply GA. So the result is, and from pre-chilling time, just after the rooting, and there's a long time period till and you observe the 10% of emergence and you can apply GA. It will make more shoots and more flowers and not affect the height, you know, and the width. So your plant won't be looking bad, but they have more shoots and flowers.
Thank you.